Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are going to be finishing up the fifth parak of Maseches Erevin with Parakei Mishnah Tes. And then we're going to start the sixth parak of Maseches Erevin with Parak Vav Mishnah Aleph. And Parak Hey Mishnah Tes is going to continue in elaborating on the machlokas that we learned in the previous Mishnah between the Chachamim and Rabbi Akiva. If we remember from yesterday, the Chachamim were of the opinion that if someone's in a large city and he places his Erev in a nearby small city before Shabbos, so we said that in that situation he's able to walk through the entire city, counting it as his place of residence, and an additional 2,000 amos beyond that in every direction, as opposed to Rabbi Akiva, who said no, that if you place your Erev in the nearby city, but you're not actually in the city when Shabbos begins, then you only have 2,000 amos from the place of your Erev, not from the city's border. So you don't, it's not like you can just go wherever you want in that other city. You would have to include that in the 2,000 amos. So now we're going to have the back and forth opinions between the Chachamim and Rabbi Akiva regarding this question. Says the Mishnah, Amar Lehen, Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva said to the Chachamim, Iatem Modimli, do you not agree with me? Benosin Eruv b'ma'ara, that if a person places his Eruv in a cave, she'ein lo mikom Eruvu el alpaim ama, that he only has 2,000 amos from the place of his Eruv, and not from the ends of the cave, and he cannot consider the entire cave as 4 amos. Similarly, says Rabbi Akiva, a person who places Erev in a city cannot consider the entire city as 4 amos as well. However, the Chachamim now are going to respond to Rabbi Akiva and say, Amru lo. The Chachamim said to him, Amosai, when do we agree the one who places Erev in a cave cannot consider all of it as 4 amos? Bizman she'ein ba diurin, when it is not inhabitable, when there are no people living in there, because in that situation its walls have collapsed and it is no longer properly enclosed, and in that situation even someone spending Shabbos in the cave could not consider all of it as 4 amos, and the same holds true if he merely puts his Erev there. However, says the Mishnah, Aval yesh ba diurin, but when there are, when it is possible to live in the cave, when it is inhabitable, it is properly enclosed, and he places his Erev in it, Mahalich es kula v'chutala alpayim amos, then he may walk through the entire cave as if it is 4 amos, and an additional 2,000 amos beyond that, just as if he were in it at the beginning of Shabbos. Similarly, says the Chachamim, one who places his Erev in a city can consider it also as 4 amos. And the Chachamim take it a step further to illustrate their distinction between whether or not the cave is inhabitable or not. Says the Mishnah, Nimsa Kaltocha Me'al Gaba. It seems clear from here that the inside of the cave, when it is inhabitable, is treated more leniently than its top, which is not inhabitable, meaning to say that if one places his Erev inside a cave, he can treat all of it as just 4 amos, and he counts his trum from the end of the cave. But if he puts an Erev on top of the cave, where it's certainly not enclosed, that's not, no one's living in that, that's not inhabitable, then he must count his trum from the place of the Erev. And therefore, says the Mishnah, Vila Modi, but regarding one who measures his trum from his place of residence, Sha'amru Nosin Lo Alpayim, about whom the Chachamim said that we give him 2,000 amos from it, Sha'afilu Sof Midaso Kala B'Me'ara, that we agree that even if his 2,000 amos measurement ends in the middle of an inhabitable cave, his tchum ends right there, and he may not walk further into it. In this case, even the Chachamim would agree that an inhabitable cave is not treated as four amos. Continuing now with Perek Vav, Mishnah Aleph, and we're going to begin discussing now the concept of the Eruv Chatzeros. Now, we learned in the first two prakim of Meseches Erevin that proper walls must enclose an area before carrying in it is allowed. The next four prakim are going to discuss the Din Midrabanan of carrying between houses, courtyards, and alleys, even when they are all properly enclosed, and the various methods that the Chachamim create in order to permit such a carrying eruv chatziros and Shitufei Mavoz. Now, Shlomo HaMelech and the Chacham of his generation prohibited carrying between an individual's home and a courtyard shared by other houses, even though the courtyard is enclosed on all sides and is a full-fledged Rishus HaYachid. Now, the reason for this is because a house is certainly, everyone agrees, a private domain, a Rishus HaYachid, while a courtyard is under this joint ownership and use of all of the people who live in that courtyard, which makes it look like a public domain, even though it's not really a public domain. Now, since carrying between a home and a courtyard could be confused with carrying between a private domain and a public domain, a Rishus HaYachid, and a Rishus HaRabim, the Chachamim said that it is not allowed. Now, the Chachamim provided a way to remove this prohibition, to remove this Isser, and this is known as Eruvei Chatzeros. That when the people who are living in the courtyard join in an Eruv, we view them as a single group that owns all of the homes of the courtyard together. How is this done? So they would collect a loaf of bread before Shabbos from each of the people who live there, which anyone who has a home that opens up into that courtyard would give to this bread, and placing the loaves in one of those houses. Now this symbolizes that all of the courtyard's residents are residing in the house that contains the bread, and the courtyard can then be viewed as serving only that one house rather than several, and it no longer resembles a Rishos HaRabim, it no longer resembles a public area. Now, just as it is not allowed to carry from a house into a courtyard without an Erev Chatzeros, it is also not allowed for a person to carry from a courtyard into an alleyway as well, in which two or more courtyards open. Now, the reasoning for this is the same thing, that the courtyard is viewed as a relatively private area serving a small number of homes, while the alley is used by the houses of all the courtyards opening into it. Therefore, carrying between a courtyard and an alley also has the appearance of carrying between a private domain and a public domain, a Rishos HaYachid into a Rishos HaRab, and therefore the Chum there as well prohibited carrying from any privately owned area to a jointly owned area, whether from an individual's house to a courtyard, or from a courtyard owned by a limited group of individuals to an alley shared by others. Here too, the Chachamim said that in order to remove this prohibition, you have to create what's referred to as Shitufei Mevaos, and this is basically also formed by collecting food from all the alley's residents and placing it in one of the courtyards in the alley, and the Shitufei Mevaos also joins all the courtyards of the alleys together into one courtyard, in the same way that the Eruvei Chatzeros is going to bring together all the homes of the courtyard as well. Now, if one of the residents of a courtyard forgot to join in the Eruvei Chatzeros, then he prohibits its use to all of the other residents. When Shabbos begins, it is too late for him to join in the Eruv, and the only solution is for that resident to abandon his rights in the courtyard for that Shabbos. Once he does so, then the courtyard is the sole domain of the members of the Eruv. Okay, with all of this in mind, let's begin Perek Vav Mishnah Aleph. Says the Mishnah, Hadar Manachri Bechatzer, if a Jew lives with a non-Jew in a courtyard, meaning their houses are going to share, they share the same courtyard. Oh, im Misha Eina Mode Be'erev, or he lives with someone who does not accept the halachas of Erev. He's a Kuti, he's someone who, the Kusim were a nation brought by this Syrian king to settle the area of Eretz Yisrael left unpopulated by a certain exile, and so I'm not going to go into all of the details. You can look in Malachim Beis for that. But there's a machlokas whether the Kusim are real, legitimate, honest Gerim or not, whether they converted to Judaism in an appropriate way or not. Some are of the opinion that they only did so because there were lions that were going to kill them, and that's why they converted. But regardless, it's a bit of machlokas in the Gemara, whether or not they are Geri Arayos, whether they only converted because of the lions, or they're Geri MS, or they converted because they truthfully wanted to become members of Am Yisrael. But regardless, they're generally speaking not considered to be Jews, certainly. So what's the situation? So he shares a courtyard either with a Kusi or with a non-Jew. Hareza Oseralov. That person, says the Mishnah, prohibits the Jew from carrying anything between his house and the courtyard, even in the Erev, with that person does not help. The Chachamim instituted this prohibition in order to discourage Jews from living in a courtyard with someone who wasn't Jewish or with a Kusei Div, Rabbi Meir. This is the opinion of Rabbi Meir. However, says the Mishnah, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, Omer, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, says, Le'olameinu oser achi, Yehu shnei Yisraelim, oserim, ze'al, that the non-Jew does not prohibit carrying in their courtyard, unless there are at least two Jews living in their courtyard who prohibit each other from carrying without an heir, meaning unless there are two homes in the courtyard that are lived in by Jews, so that even if there were no idolaters, no non-Jews living there, they would have to make an eruv between them in order to allow carrying. That in such a situation, the Chachamim decreed that an eruv joined by both Jews will not permit carrying unless they rent the idolater's rights from him. However, when there is only a single Jew living in the court with the non-Jew, the rabbis did not prohibit carrying because it is unusual for one single Jew to share a courtyard with a non-Jew. Have a great day.